Day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, 362 in the blue hymnal. Please stand if you are able.
Recording in progress.
And wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me bright as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me bright as snow. No other found I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not a good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me bright as snow. No other found I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me bright as snow. No other found I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let us pray. Loving God, as we continue the season of Lent, grant that we may grow in the meaning of Jesus' selfless love and His life that He's given for us, Lord. As we come before You as Your children to worship together, help us to have a grateful heart that You have given us another day to live in this world. Not only to be a blessing, but also to bring honor and glory to Your name. We thank You for the manifold blessings that You shower upon us, Lord, even when we don't deserve it. Help us, Lord, to be always grateful for the blessings that we receive and use them for the glory of Your name and for the blessing of the people in this world. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for us in this world so that we could have eternal life through His resurrection. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ You have given us everything that more than that we could ever deserve. Thank You again for this time that You have given us to gather here in Your name. Help us to worship You in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. Help us to glorify Your name
Touch each and every one of us according to our needs in our hearts, Lord, and bless us with your presence and comfort with your peace as we go from this place. Help us, Lord, to worship you together in our singing, in our prayers, in the meditation of the word, and all the things that we do here, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please get up and greet each other in Christian love if you are able. We'll do the responsive reading now, which is taken from Psalm 116, verses 1 through 19. So on page 837 on the blue hymnal, please stand if you are able.
I love the Lord, who hath heard and my voice and my supplication, and hath inclined his ear to me whenever I call.
The snares of death encompassed me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish.
Then I call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, I beseech you, save my life.
Gracious is the Lord, and righteous our God is merciful.
The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, the Lord saved me.
Return, O my soul, to your rest.
For the Lord has dealt bountifully with you.
For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling.
I walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
I keep my faith, even when I say, I am greatly afflicted.
I said in my consternation, all humans are a vain hope.
Why shall I return to the Lord for all my benefits?
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
Precious is the sight of the Lord in the death of his faithful ones.
O Lord, I am your servant, the child of your handmaid. You have loosened my bonds.
I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem,
praise the Lord. The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. It's our prayer time now as we come before the Lord. Let us share our prayers of blessing so we can thank God together as church family, and also bring our prayers of concerns and burdens together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in his promise that God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. So let us share our prayers of blessings and concerns at this time. The regular prayer requests are listed at the back. If you want to turn that with me in the boxes down there, please continue to pray for these people and items listed there. Remember Martha in our prayers as she continues with her chemo. They are looking for new medication. Please pray that God will provide the right resources to find medication that suits her treatment. Please continue to pray for Guillermo Reves as Liliana is home. She is online with us. Pray for his healing and also
and also Liliana, lift them up to God, that God will give them the comfort and the grace that they need during this time that they're going through. Pray for Harry. Harry and Jan are also online. Pray for his healing, and also for Jan, for God's healing and God's peace and comfort to be with them also. Continue to pray for the Hughes family. As I heard, there is another death in the family. This is the third death in a couple of months. So please keep them in our prayers, as for God's peace to give them His comforting presence during this time. Pray for the O'Day family also, as they are also grieving at the death of their dear ones. So let us keep them in our prayers. Let us pray for our service workers, our police, military, fire, and all other service workers that serve us on a regular basis. Let us be thankful for their services. And also at the same time, let us pray for their safety and their family's safety. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress and governors of the state, and the world leaders, that they will work together, that there will be peace in this world, and also that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things that will bring blessing to the people, not only in our country but around the world. Let us keep them in our prayers as well. Are there any special prayers or call-outs that anybody want to lift up? If there are no special requests, let us go to God in prayer, spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then we'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come before you as your children to share our prayers of blessings as well as our concerns together, Lord. We thank you for always being there listening to our prayers, and we trust in the promise that we read in your scripture that God will meet all of our needs according to the riches of glory in Christ Jesus. Help us to understand that God, you have given us everything that we need in our lives. Thank you for the gift of life and the many blessings that you shower upon us during this life in this world. We thank you for the church and the fellowship and the time that you have given us to worship together, and the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies. At the same time, we come before you as broken people in many different ways. Many of us have problems with our bodies, and many of us are broken in our spirits and in our souls. Your scripture says that even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Help us, Lord, to understand that you are our friend in our loneliness, and you are our comforting place when we go through sorrows and loss. You give us comfort and peace, and you are the source of all true healing. We come before you and lift up our dear ones who need healing at this time, particularly the ones that you have lifted up by name. Especially we pray for Martha. Bless her, Lord, with your grace at this time, especially the doctors who are trying to find a new medication for her. Bless them with your grace and wisdom that they can find it at the right time for her and continue her treatment. Strengthen her in her body and her spirit, and also Rich, bless them as a family with your presence. We pray for Guillermo. Continue to heal him, Lord. Strengthen his body. And we pray for Liliana also, who cares for him. Bless them as a family and comfort them with your peace and healing. We pray for Harry. Thank you for the healing that you have given him, Lord. Continue to strengthen him in his body and spirit. We pray for Jan as well.
Bless them as a family with your presence and grace every day. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses. We thank you for the healing and recovery that you have given to Wayne. Continue to be with him and strengthen his body and give him the energy he needs, Lord. Thank you for bringing him today here to worship together with us. And also, we pray for Carol. Bless them, Lord. We pray for Miss Lou. She's also struggling with various problems with her back. And we pray for your grace upon her and a healing hand to touch her and strengthen her, Lord. We pray for all of those who are grieving at the death of their dear ones, particularly the Hughes family, who have lost 3 people in the last 2 months. We pray for your grace upon that family, Lord. Above all, we pray for your peace that passeth all understanding will fill their hearts and minds during this time. We pray for the O'Day family also. Bless them with your gracious presence, Lord, and comfort them with your peace during this time. We pray for our nation. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those people who serve us on a regular basis. Thank you for their services, Lord. And we pray for their safety and their family's safety during this time. We pray for our nation. We pray for the president, leaders of the Congress and governors and many others who make decisions, Lord. They will be guided by the fear of God in their hearts and also give them the wisdom to do the right things. We pray for the world leaders, Lord. We pray that you will give them the grace and the fear of God in their hearts that they will work together for peace in this world. We thank you again for this church and the opportunity that you give us here, Lord, in this community. Bless us together, Lord, to work together and to be a blessing to the people around us. We pray for the Hispanic ministry also and the pastor and the congregation. Bless them also with your grace that they can also grow together and we can together work for your kingdom to bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to this community. Lord, we thank you again for this time that you have given us. Bless us with your presence, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord, and to in our meditation of the word and the prayers that we make, bring honor and glory to your name, that our hearts will be illumined and our spirits will be strengthened as we go from this place, that we can be more faithful witnesses for you in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Stand for the dog solo.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy. Amen.
Let us pray. The scripture says that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Everybody should give according to what God has given them, for God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. You are most and merciful and gracious, because even when we are unfaithful, you have been faithful to us. From your open hand we receive the gift of life, health, joy and fellowship. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully, and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world and this community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now. The scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. You can read the screen, you can follow that. If not, you can follow the Bible as well. Ephesians 5, 1 to 7. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual morality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. Help us, Lord, to understand the word in its true meaning. Open our hearts so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. Illumine our souls that we can understand the hidden meanings that it will apply in our lives and bring honor to you, Lord, and blessing to this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue with the lessons for the Lent that I have started as 5 Sundays, 5 lessons for Lent. We started with the first Sunday about the unity of the Spirit. When the second Sunday we talked about speaking truth in love. And last Sunday we talked about lifting each other up. These are all qualities that we sometimes don't pay attention to, but are very important as a church family to be together, to do the work of God in this world, to speak the truth, and also to keep the unity in spirit. And together we lift each other up. That's the only way we can do God's work in this world, to lift each other up, rather than finding faults and be convicting and judgmental, rather than supporting each other, so that we can do God's work in this world. And today, Paul is continuing to talk about another quality that he wants the church to build up, to pay attention to, is about following God's example. This world is full of people who are looking for examples to follow. One way or other, people will ask you one time or other, who is your hero? We have many people we choose as heroes, and the young people sometimes use some of the sports stars or sports figures or Hollywood figures or many others as their heroes. And many times we all have some people that we follow knowingly or unknowingly, because we look for examples in this world. But Paul is very particular in saying that even though you may follow certain people in this world, ultimately follow God's example. Because as we continue to read, is that about the human life in this world is always changing, and it can fail you at any moment. Many people follow, like I said, the people on the sports world or the entertainment world to be their heroes. And I remember one of our children one time had one of the basketball players as his hero. So he had the pictures in his rooms everywhere, and he, even while he was in high school, with the little money that he had, he went and bought his hats with his jerseys with his number 8 figure on it, and spent whatever money he had, he spent on these items. And I kind of thought it was silly, even though he didn't have any money. He would go outside of his limits. Rather than buying his own clothes, he would buy these jerseys and then, you know, keep it in his room. And he adored him. And I think it was Kobe Bryant. And what happened to Kobe Bryant later on, that he was arrested for some kind of a problem in attacking a woman or something, and he was in jail. And then all those problems started, and his name got a big hit, and a lot of sponsors had withdrawn their things, and he had a hard time after that. So I saw this young boy with his heroes, figures, and all of that. He was very disappointed. And he had taken all of some of these things down, and he did not want to do that anymore. And later on, I mean, Kobe was actually released, and also I think the charges were withdrawn. Kobe had a big hard time getting back to where he is now. Even though the charges were withdrawn, he still had struggled to get back in. Not only that, he changed his number from 8, I believe, to 24. So even though he wanted to go back to consider Kobe as his hero, he had to go back and buy new jerseys because the number has changed. So Paul is actually telling you that it is okay to follow some good people in this world, but remember, they all can fail at any time. Amen. That is what human beings are. And we know that because our life is always changing. You know, I may not be the same person next Sunday. Who knows? You may not be the same person next Sunday because our situations change. Our family surroundings change, you know, drastically many times. So as people, we fail. And because of that, Paul is telling the church in Ephesus that, you know, don't put all your examples on these people around you. Follow God's example. And because of example that God has given through Jesus Christ, we have something that we can follow. Follow Jesus as our example. And how do we know, how do we follow God? Many people see that. Your children, when you are young, they are young, they follow the parents a lot. They get your traits and your actions, and also they watch that very carefully. And we see that in our young grandson lately. He loves to wear his dad's shoes, even though they are like 5-10 times bigger than his feet. And he sometimes wears his hat and his glasses and things like that. And then he is so proud of wearing those things because he likes to wear his dad's things, and probably girls do the same thing about their moms. So they, by nature, they tend to follow the heroes of their lives, which is their parents when you are young. This kind of imitation generally never leaves us completely. Think about it. Amen. We still carry some of our, you know, no matter how old you grow, you will still carry some of those things that you picked up from your parents. So as parents, we have to be very careful, you know, what you talk about in front of your children and what you do in front of your children. Young people may say that they do not want to be like their parents. We hear that all the time. And they want to look different, they want to live different. But the fact of the matter is that even though they don't want to follow, some of these things go in their blood, in their system, regardless of they don't like it, they like it or not. Many parents are able to see their reflection in their children even when they are very old. So the traits that we inherit from our heroes or our parents go with us throughout our life. So in that case, Paul is saying that same thing that you want to do with our Heavenly Father. You want to look at him and follow his examples and take on some of the traits. Particularly during this Lent season, let us look at some of the traits that we want to follow, because it can take us all the way to the end of our lives. The goal of the Christian life is to imitate God, because God is perfect and God will never fail us. As I always remember in our prayers during our offertory, that God is a God from whom we receive all good things.
All good things come from above, the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. That's what James talks about God in his book. So that means that we change like our shadows. As the shadows change, we change. But God doesn't change like shifting shadows. God is the perfect person. He is full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You name all of those fruits of the Spirit that Paul talks about. The fruit of the Spirit is all embodied in God. So it is common that we can imitate some people, but also at the same time, let us also remember that ultimately we ought to imitate God as our example. God is the only person that we can imitate without having the fear of getting let down, because he does not change. Paul has already told us in, if you look at the earlier chapters in Ephesians 2, that we used to imitate many others in this world once we walked in the ways of the world, following the course of this world. But not anymore. Now we are in Christ, a new creation. We are to imitate Christ as we walk our lives in this world. So imitating Christ meaning imitating the love of Christ, first of all. So he's saying that in this scripture that we read, follow God's example and walk in the way of love. Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Paul is telling about our walk of life in this world to follow the love of Christ. The love of Christ is a sacrificial love that we have all know how he gave his life for us. So it goes beyond us. It's a sacrificial love. God demonstrated his love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's what Paul says in Romans. So he gave his life not because we were good people. He gave his life because we were sinful people. We were bad people. So he can make us good and sinless because of Christ. Love is not just a feeling. It is not just an emotion. Many times we confuse that. Love is a purposeful action. That's what it says. For God so loved the world that he gave. It follows an action. If we don't have an action behind our love, that's not real love. There's an action that always comes with it. If we love somebody, we are willing to give everything that we have, even our life, for that person. That is what love of Christ is all about. It is a sacrificial love to give all that we have to others and to God, and go beyond ourselves to love others. And it's also loving our enemies, loving the people who don't think good about us or the people who think bad about us. That's what Christ did. He prayed for his tormentors, his persecutors, even when he were on the cross. We have to love, we have to live love, we have to breathe love, and we have to spread love, the love of Jesus Christ in this world. The imitating God or following God's example is to imitate the humility of Jesus Christ. Christ being God himself, he left the throne of grace in heaven and came down to this world to live as a human being, to suffer the sufferings of our lives in this world, to be one of us. Not only that, he took up the death on the cross, the most humiliating death that one can ever get at that time. And he took that and he suffered for us, and he gave his life for us. So the humility that he showed us in this world, that has to be what we need to follow. In Philippians, Paul talk about in chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself as one among us as a human being. Jesus taught a parable about two people who went to pray, the Pharisee and the tax collector. We all probably know that story. Both went to pray. The Pharisee prayed to himself. That's what we read in the scripture. He did not pray to God. He was praying to himself, calling out all the things that he did good in this world. He was giving alms to the poor. He was doing a lot of charity work and,
and being faithful and does not do a lot of things that this tax collector does. So he was justifying himself about his own righteousness, laying out in front of God. But the poor tax collector, he knows he is a sinner. He opened his heart and poured out his condition before God and said, God, I am a sinner. I am not worthy to be here. Unlike the Pharisee who thinks that he is worthy to be there, and he thinks that God is fortunate to have him as a child of God. But the poor tax collector prayed that he is not even worthy to be there praying for his needs. So God has grace on the one who repented for his sins, not the one who is self-righteous. So that is where the humility of Christ comes in. We ought to come before God as humble people, to be humble to each other, so that we can be a blessing to each other. So Jesus is teaching in this parable that if the righteousness that we have is a product of our own efforts, it becomes a matter of pride. And then we get the feeling that we can look down on others, just like the Pharisee did, that we attained everything on our own efforts. But that's not what grace is all about. We don't have anything to boast about. It is only because of the grace of God that we are who we are and what we are. So, as God's people, we have no right to compare ourselves with others either. Always compare with Jesus. Jesus said, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is also perfect. So when we say that we compare ourselves with Jesus, you know, sometimes people wear those chains on their hands and their neck and say, WWWJ, what would Jesus do? Be careful what you do that. Because I read about a made-up story. I think it's a made-up story. Like a woman was driving in a highway and she was tailgating a car in front of her, and the car in front of her slowed down, the woman hit the horn and started cursing and yelling and all of that stuff. So a policeman was actually not in a marked car, was following all of this, and he was felt like a funny and followed her. And she was ranting. The policeman went around her and stopped her and showed his badge and said that, I'm the police officer, I wanted to stop you because you are in a stressed situation, what's going on here? And he gave her a ticket and also asked her to come to the police station for some paperwork. So he took her to the police station to do the paperwork. And then after some time for keeping her waiting in the police station, he came back and said, ma'am, I'm so sorry that I had to do this to you. Because this, when I pulled up behind you, I was watching all those things that were happening. You were yelling and screaming and banging your horn. I noticed that your license plate holder says, what would Jesus do? And also, you had a sticker that says, follow me to Sunday school. So when you put all these stickers and signs on your cars, be very careful. People are watching you. And then the policeman said, because of all of these things on your car and the actions that you had, I thought this car was stolen. So I gave you this ticket. So remember, as people of God, we are being watched everywhere. And when you put out stickers on what would Jesus do, or you wear this neck on the cross on the neck, or what would Jesus do on your bracelet, be very careful in your restaurants, in the grocery stores, wherever we go. People are watching us. We have to follow God's example and imitators of God. We will never go wrong. It may be a very fabricated or funny story that I just told you, but it says, you know, to us to be always be vigilant, to show the nature of Christ to this world. It is not just something that we put up on Sunday mornings, or maybe all Sunday, but it is for all the days, all the moments of our lives. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That is what Jesus told us. Like the tax collector, we ought to come before God as sinners. God's holiness will cleanse us, and his righteousness will cleanse us from every sin. Imitating God
is to imitate Christ and accept God's will in our lives. Because Jesus said, "Thy will be done." He taught us the prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Because he himself showed us that. Even in the facing the cross and in the Garden of Gethsemane, as he was going through the pain of suffering that he was going to take, and the prayer that he made, even though he prayed that the cup may be removed from him, but then he continues to say that, "Yet not my will, but your will be done." Imitating God is to accept God's will in our lives, no matter what it may be. Sometimes it may be a little painful, that we may have to go through some painful situations that we may not like, but imitating God is part of that. So let us, during this Lent season, imitate God more than anyone else. It is okay to have heroes and people that we can follow, good examples. Very good to have that. But always keep in mind, behind the mind, that ultimately God is the only one who does not change. And as Paul says, that we can give all honor and glory to God only when we can imitate God himself. Thomas Kempis, who is one of the saints in the past who wrote this prayer that we have in our hymnal, "Give what thou wilt and how much thou wilt, and when thou wilt, send me where you will, and deal with me in all these things that you will. Use me then, my Savior, for whatever purpose and whatever way you may require me. Here is my poor heart, an empty vessel, fill it with thy grace." As empty vessels we go before God, so that he can fill us. If you're already full, he is not going to fill us. He cannot fill us. So as people of God, know that we are to imitate God in all the ways and walks of our life. May the love of God, the humility and the obedience of Christ be reflected in all the walks of our lives every day. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is "The Old Rugged Cross." If you are able, please stand and turn to hymn 504.
An old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a in that old rock. God cross, so divine, a wondrous attraction I see. For it was on that cross Jesus suffered and died to burden and sanctify me. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then you'll call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
As people of God, we ought to imitate God as our example, not any human beings, because they all fail. God is the only one who never fails. So may the love of God, the humility and obedience of Christ be reflected in all the walks of our lives every day. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Join us in singing the first verse of Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now
praise God, praise God, praise God.